This is the artist Emily Louise Gossio speaking. I'm a petite woman with chin-length brown hair, blue eyes, and light tan skin. I have a gold nose ring and wear a cochlear implant device in my left ear and a hearing aid in my right. I have no light perception and have been blind since 2010. You are listening to a description of 10 excerpts from my color journal, which I recreated for this exhibition. On each page in my color journal, there is a different color from my collection of 120 Crayola crayons, which I renamed by associating each color to a different memory so that I can easily recall and visualize the colors I use when I draw. For example, the Crayola crayon title Cerulean I associate to Big Sur, a tidal pool in California, which I visited in the summer of 2010. The color journal is also like a literal journal diary, where I share time and intimate details from my life. Hanging on the wall in front of you are 10 excerpts from my color journal. Each one is roughly the size of a paperback book, at around 6 inches wide and 8 inches tall. The paper has horizontal lines with tactile but invisible paint. The lines can be felt but not clearly seen. I use the tactile lines as a guide for writing. At the top of the page, I write my memory association in tight, joined-up cursive handwriting. At the bottom of the paper, taking up a third of the page, I color a block of color with a crayon, which has a waxy texture. And in between my memory and the block of color is the actual name of the Crayola crayon, handwritten in separate printed letters. There are 10 Braille titles on the wall case, underneath each of the 10 drawings. These are the selected colors and their descriptions. Mom's Estee Lauder lipstick, brick red and fuzzy wuzzy. The lipstick color my mom always uses, a solid dark reddish brown. Big Sur, summer 2010. Low tide, clear blue sky, cerulean. The color of blue ocean water in a tidal pool close to the shore. Dad's beat up 1980s Jaguar. Tropical rainforest, a sleek turquoise green. I used to ride my bike to piano lessons down Fairfax Drive, bike growing up, wisteria. My first bike was a Huffy, a very light, soft purple. Shrimp cocktail, melon and apricot. Melon is a pastel pink, and apricot is a rosy tan pink. Together combined, the colors overlap but don't blend. In high school, my friend and I would share shrimp cocktail from the grocery store out on the school's lawn as a snack. Whiskey Shots Tuesdays, 20th birthday, 2009, tan and sunglow. Tan is a dark tan, like wet sand, and sunglow is a very bright orange-yellow. When they overlap on the paper together, the tan color has a glowing effect, like a delicious, smooth, and fiery bourbon. The asphalt I scraped my knee on, 1998, black, a very intense black. I tripped in the street while playing chase with the kids in my neighborhood and scraped my knee really bad. London yellow, Labrador blonde, almond, a very faint color and hard to see on the white paper, the color of my guide dog London, who is a golden English Labrador retriever. My sister's eyes, her hair, her freckles. Chestnut. A rich, warm brown, like milk chocolate. Bad sunburn, 1999, scarlet. A painfully hot red. I got the worst sunburn on my back when I was 9 years old,